Robin, and I'm so glad to have you with me. Over the next hour, we're going to have a special blend of roots music and the odd tidbit of information that may have you asking, is it fruit, a berry, or simply a juicy little nugget? west coast of BC. And my grandpa and his husband come to visit me. I'm a farmer on Saskatchewan's flat prairie land. And my mom's a feminist femme lesbian. Well, the Rockies of Alberta tower all around me. And my butch hockey jock cousin lives in my small town. I was born near the Great Lakes of Ontario. And my uncle's a fashion conscious fairy, you know. From Edmonton to Fredericton, Brandon to Vancouver, Kamloops to Tatamagouche, Iqaluit to Riviera to Loup, from Latu to Soyuz, from Canoe to Saskatoon. From far and near, we're queer across Canada. Well, I live under the Yukon Northern Lights. In the same city as my grandmother and her wife. I built my house near New Brunswick's Fundy Bay. And my younger brother told me today that he is gay. I'm a country dweller in Manitoba. And my dad came out when I was just 10 years old. I live in a cove in windy Nova Scotia. And my favorite queer cousin lives down the road. From St. John to St. John, Drumheller, Belleville to Barrie, Happy Valley, Goose Bay to Eagle Plains, Gaspé out to Winnipeg, Iqaluit to Tuktoyaktuk, Duck Bay to Victoria. From far and near, we're queer across Canada. Well, I live on the vast tundra of Nunavut. And my Inuit father is two-spirited. I breathe the crisp air of the Northwest Territories. And a drag king performer is my very best friend. I live on the rugged shores of Labrador. And my bisexual stepbrother lives right next door. Je parle français, j'habite au Québec. And gender questioning is where my sister's at. I overlook the Atlantic Ocean in Newfoundland. My maritime trans-anti lives around the bend. I live on Prince Edward Island's red sand beaches. And my neighbors down the street are a couple of queens. From Medicine Hat to Halifax, Calgary to Cadillac, Peterborough, Paulson and Marystown, Okotoks, Owen Sound to Charlottetown, Toronto, Montreal and Ottawa, and up to Dawson City. From far and near, we're queer.
From Baffin Island to Haida Gwaii, White Horse, Horsefly, Yellowknife, Pickle Lake, Meat Cove and Mill, Cape Onion to Cheeseboro, Molasses Hill, Curryville, Milk River to Cereal.
From far and near,
hello, 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 and welcome back here from this little journey across Canada. Welcome back here to Roots and Berries. We are CSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, Berry Broadcast on an unceded, uncastled territory of the Coquitlam, the Squamish, the Musqueam, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And welcome back here. I'm your host, Vivian. Unfortunately, Robin can't be here today, but I'm covering for her, so I'm glad that I'm back because I already hosted one Roots and Berries show, I think last month or 2 months ago. So a long time ago, not a long time, but like it was a little bit of time. And I'm glad that I'm back because I'm more into folk music now than I was before. Because when I came here, so if you don't know me, I'm the intern here at CJSF and I'm from Germany. And I, when I came here, I didn't listen to country, to folk music at all, like at all. And since I've been here, I listen to so many country songs, so many folk songs, and I actually enjoy it. It makes me happy and it boosts my mood and yeah, it gives me energy because, as we already heard, like these songs are so energetic. We just heard Beams Just Rivers with Be My Brother, then Whiskey Shivers, which I really like. So without any vocals, just music, and the vibe was just great. I actually enjoyed that song. And after that, we heard Kate Reid with Queer Across Canada, which I really liked and I actually loved a little bit because I liked how she described, traveling through Canada, named the different cities. For example, you might just heard Vancouver as well. And yeah, it made me happy. It made me laugh because we need different types of music in our lives. Not only one genre, but also different kind of genres. That's why I like hosting this show because I will add so many songs to my playlist after this show because I found so many cool songs that I want to play for you today. And I was wondering, what is like the difference? Is there any difference? Did something change over the years? So we know the old folks music, the old bluegrass music, with lots of energy, and yeah, actually I like these songs so much. And dancing, I always have the feeling I have to dance around and yeah, swing my legs, and yeah, that's why I actually enjoy the old folks music. But I also was wondering, do people still produce that kind of music? Because we all know like the old music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s is dying right now. We only have remixes, we have so many house music, and old folks music is so, it's barely out, I would say. But when I came here, like there are still people that actually like listening to such music. So I actually like that and I enjoy it so much. So I was wondering, do people still produce that music and do people still like that music? So today we will hear kind of a comparison to old music or between old and new folks music. And I'm very excited for that because I found some pretty cool new songs. And actually, yes, there are still people out there that are producing folks music, which I'm very glad about because we need those kind of music because we need energy and we need to dance sometimes. And also, like, just going to a country bar. I mean, you have country bars here where you can ride a bull and do line dancing, which is pretty cool. We don't have that in Germany, and I'm really sad about it. I mean, I every summer when I was a kid, I went to a summer camp to a farm where they had lots of horses, like probably around 300 horses. You had your own horse for 1 week, and you just rode the whole day, like for 5 hours, we were just out in the bush riding and having fun without any phones and data, and yeah, just living in that little country bubble and listening to country music around a fire pit, and it was so much fun. And I found so many cool, many of my friends I met there. And yeah, that's why I like those kind of music because it always reminds me of community and great memories. And yeah, that's why I love hosting this show. And to come back to our main topic today, old country music or old folks music versus new folks music. And I'm very excited to play you some songs because actually some of these songs are on my playlist right now, and I will continue to listen to folks music even when I'm back in Germany because I love the energy and we need some energy today because the weather is amazing. If you haven't looked outside yet, please do that because the sun is shining, we have a blue sky. I mean, it's pretty cold outside though, but I don't care. I just see the sun and I'm such in a summer mood or like spring mood. I mean, I'm not in a summer mood because it's pretty cold and frosty outside, but I'm just enjoying the sun and I will definitely go outside and listen to some country music after this show and enjoy a little walk in the sun and get those vitamin D's in. And I'm very excited about that. And I hope you can do that too. So if you're able right now, go outside, tune in on our website. website, cjsf.ca. Tune in on over your phone, and then you can, yeah, listen to some cool old and new folk songs, and you might not know the new folk songs I will play for you. So if you're interested in listening to that again, you should definitely check out our website as well for that. So cjsf.ca to check out our archives, where you can find the playlist with all of the songs I play today. But now I want to show you some old songs, and we will jump right into the new songs. But before that, I want to play you some old songs and then some new songs, and you might can tell the difference with like the sound and the quality, maybe not, we will see. So yeah, we will like do a little bit of a reflection after we listen to the new and old songs. So stay tuned for that, and we can discuss a little bit, or I can discuss with myself a little bit what's different between the old and the new songs. And yeah, before we are going to do that, I want to introduce the next song now. It's My Oh My by Punch Brothers. I heard from them before, but I never actually played them. And they're not on my playlist, but I will definitely add them to my playlist, because this is a good song, and I'm very excited for it to play right now. So please enjoy now Punch Brothers with My Oh My.
Lovers to the nth degree.